1003 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Yes, come on. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. Oh God, we just give you all the glory. Father God, we acknowledge you as our Savior. We acknowledge you as our healer. We acknowledge you as our wheel in the middle of the wheel. We acknowledge you for so many things. But Father, most of all, you are our Father. You are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Now, Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have thine own way. Even as I continue to decrease, O God, you increase within us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And yes, O God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' majestic name, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn on to the book of Daniel, the first chapter and the 17th verse? Book of Daniel, first chapter, 17th verse. And it reads as follows. As for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is uncommon. Uncommon favor. Let us look what uncommon favor means. Uncommon favor is the belief that God can give unexpected blessings to those who believe. It's the idea that God can make something that seems impossible to man, but it's possible with God through special attention. So let's explain that just a little bit further. Uncommon favor is considered to be unusual, extraordinary, and even unmerited, meaning we don't even deserve it, but yet God will bestow it upon us. It's also believed that uncommon favor can lead to unusual success and uncommon promotions. Well, you was not qualified for the position. God qualified you and made you accept the position. Come on here. What man said you wasn't able to have that position, God say different. Uncommon favor. So what are examples of God's favor? God's favor provided Noah protection and deliverance. Abraham received God's favor in Genesis 18:3. And the added distinction of being called God's friend in Isaiah 41:8 and James 2:23. Moses also received God's favor and the unique blessing of seeing God's glory in Exodus 33:17-23. So as a teenager, here Mr. Daniel was taken from Judah into Babylon captivity and put into training to serve the king. They tried to get him to compromise his faith, to fit in, to become common, to forget about the God of Israel, and to start worshiping their idols. But Daniel refused to take the easy way out and be squeezed into the society's mold. He chose to remain set apart to God for his service and to be uncommon. Come on here, somebody. No matter what it might have cost him. So in doing so, God gave him uncommon favor and caused him to stand out above all the rest in the service of the Babylon king. I want you to know on this morning that favor attracts the attacks of the enemy. Oh, come on here, somebody. I want you to hear the Holy Spirit well. He says, favor attracts the attacks of the enemy. Think it's not strange that you are going through certain situations. Think it not strange that things are happening, because favor, the favor of God, attracts the attacks of the enemy. Hallelujah, Jesus. The attacks can come from a person that you least expect. It could come from your job. It can come through your finances. It can come through some your health. It can come through some situations that you have no control over. It comes to separate you from God. It comes to attack your character. It comes to attack your integrity. The attack will come so strong until it will make you think that what you are doing for God is useless. It will come so hard. The enemy will try to knock you down. The enemy will try to talk to you and say, what is the use of serving a God like that when he hasn't done anything for you? The attack from Satan will make you go back to a useless world. A world of darkness. Come on here, somebody. We're talking about favor here. How the enemy attacks people that have the favor of God on their life. People of God, you have to refuse to take the easy way out. Just to make things comfortable for you. You have to be like Daniel. You have to stand. You cannot put your guard down. Don't exploit yourself just to be accepted. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Do not exploit yourself just to be accepted. Do not exploit yourself just to be accept it. I need you to get this in your spirit. Hallelujah. You are called to stand out. You are called to make a difference. Do not lower your standards, but come up just because you want to fit in with the crowd. Do not lower your standards just to fit in with everyone else. My God. You have favor upon your life. And let me get this to you as well. The enemy will place favor on you just as God will place favor on you. That's why you got to know the difference. Because Satan is the master imitator. He will make you think you got everything going on, which really you don't, that you need to seek God even the more. My God. I often tell people, if the enemy is not attacking you, you better check your stand with God. Come on here, somebody. Oh, my God. You have to make a difference. You have to be hungry for God and for the things of God. You have to set yourself apart. My God. My God. You see, God gave Daniel and his three companions knowledge and understanding in all areas of Babylon learning. But specifically, he gave Daniel the ability to interpret visions and dreams of all kinds, highlighting his special gift, look here now, from God to understand prophetic dreams and visions beyond the other young men. You see, some of us has been blessed with the prophetic. We can see things before it happened. And we may not can say anything because God will often tell us they are not ready to receive. And God will often tell us just to pray. Living the prophetic life, it is a life that is strictly led by God. You have to adhere to the voice of God. You got to speak what God says speak. You got to go where God said go. You cannot alter your own life because you no longer belongs to you, but you belong to God. The key points about the book of Daniel chapter 1 and verse 17 is Daniel was given a unique gift by God to interpret dreams and visions. Sometimes, and I've seen this many a times, people will abort their gift just to fit in with the crowd because they don't want to be, walking alone. People of God, sometimes you got to walk this journey by yourself. Sometimes you're going to be misunderstood. Sometimes you're going to be talked about because you have made up in your mind, for God I live and for God I die. And I'm going to do what God says do. And the context is this occurred while Daniel and his friends was being educated in the Babylonian culture, demonstrating their faithfulness to God, even in a foreign environment. It doesn't matter where you may be, remain faithful to God. And the significance of it all, this ability played a crucial role in his life as he interpreted dreams for King Nebuchadnezzar, which often revealed important prophetic messages. See, there is a certain place, there is a certain realm in the spirit that you must remain in order for God to use you prophetically. And you can't come down. You can't compromise. People of God, it doesn't take much effort to compromise and do what everyone else is doing. A dead fish can float downstream, but it takes a live one to swim upstream. I want you to be a Daniel and choose to be uncommon, to live by a higher standard, to honor God with your life. Uncommon obedience produces uncommon blessings, uncommon favor, and uncommon destiny. All produces when you walk in uncommon obedience. So when you honor God, he will always honor you. He'll take you places you couldn't go on your own. In the year of 2025, your life takes on the blessings of God at another level. See, you're going higher. It is time. God is selling you and he is bringing order to your life. Many things will change and rearrange for the better because of how profoundly God will favor, heal, and prosper you. In this condition, you will take your position in your new season as a man or woman of God. Everything about you, listen to the Holy Spirit well, everything about you will reflect the goodness of God and speak of the glory of God. That's why you cannot be a sellout. So are you ready for this? Are you ready to receive uncommon favor? Do you know it's your time and God is able? Let us pray. Father, thank you that we belong to you and that you set us apart to be uncommon and to be one of your chosen ones. Thank you that We have the power to be like Daniel and purpose to not let